Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the brand new Youtini Show, formerly known as the Living Force Podcast. If you want to get the full experience, make sure to head over to the Youtini YouTube channel where you can see the brand new setup as we discuss all the new hobbies we seem to be getting into as we get older. As a quick reminder, make sure you're listening to this on the Youtini Show audio feed, as the Living Force feed will only have the first few episodes. We are so glad you're here. My gosh, we still can't believe we're back. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the fourth episode of the Youtini Show. I'm your host, Eric, here with Corey, Charles, and Wes. And tonight, we are talking about something a little more vague than our previous dives into the prequels and Taylor Swift. Tonight, we're talking about why in the world we're getting into so many hobbies lately. It is a phenomenon that is, frankly, going through our entire friend group and almost everyone we know. And we were told that kind of stops as you get older, but it's not. So, guys, essentially, this is my call to you about our obsessions, and they're getting a little out of hand, and this is actually a secret intervention episode. Gotcha!
If they're having an intervention, it's for you and Brandon Sanderson.
You started me in F1, so I have my dealers here on the show.
Don't pin this on us. You have done that yourself.
Charles gave me another book that I am now in the middle of, which is another trilogy of books.
Listen, Eric, this is mostly your fault, because you are like the biggest hype man ever.
Yes, because life is too short not to be hyped about shit.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Put that on my grave, yo.
That's fair. We don't have any show notes or a script or anything. Wes, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm excited because I'm gonna see you idiots. And
it's true.
Right now we're recording, so I'm gonna see y'all in three days.
That's right.
That's my biggest hobby is hanging out with Wes. I've done it twice.
I'm saying you suck at it. Honestly, you could be doing better.
We are coming up there around a couple of days. Sneak peek behind the scenes.
Doing great.
Oh, Jesus, how much have I had to
drink? You're doing wonderfully.
Sneak peek behind the scenes. We are batch filming. We can't be secretive about this.
Yep. Like,
we're adults. We all have jobs. We're trying to run a YouTube company and Youtini and Katie Didden and Loose Odyssey Media. Good Lord, so many companies.
Yep.
So we're recording two episodes at a time. I also travel as a doctor for work.
That is mainly the reason we're doing it. Yeah, we do it two episodes at a time because when Corey's... We were starting up the show. We were like, hey, you know what we'll do once a week, and then we'll zoom you in. And we're like, no, you don't have the energy of Wes. You think you can do what he does? Absolutely not.
It's true.
So yeah, we find two nights, or one night while you're here, we do two back-to-back episodes. So we do bring new socks.
I didn't bring new
socks. Remember, everybody, comments, let us know. Do you want socks or shoes? I made new socks for you. I didn't make these.
When you hold your foot into the camera, I think the vibe is going to be no.
I don't think you know our audience like I do.
I don't care if you've got socks or shoes. Just don't ever do that thing again.
I did touch Charles with my toes earlier and pulled him to me with my toes.
Didn't like that to watch that.
Half wave, half grasp. It wasn't great on my end either, for what it's worth.
Hey, audio listeners, how's your drive to work right now? Is this what you wanted to happen?
Oh, God. Dishwashing club, too. We'll still have that. We had a dishwashing club.
We did. Back in the Living Force days, we had folks that would always, one person said, oh, I'm washing dishes during the show. And someone's like, oh, my God, me too. And it became a large group. I hope you are still watching. We also had Noodle Club. You would eat noodles during it or talk about noodles.
Yeah, I know. Got it. If you're a...
They must have disbanded by now.
Speaking of hobbies.
I don't think you have enough faith in pasta, Wes. Yes.
If you're a new listener, you've never listened to the show, you never watched the show, welcome. This is insane. We are four guys that talk about stuff. Really original, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Talk about stuff and talk about things we don't know. And tonight, talk about things we do know quite a lot. Because obviously, well, to us... Again, if you're new, you may not know. We all met because of Star Wars.
That's right.
Star Wars books. We got into a company about it. We did it for years. We talked about it for years on a podcast. But one of the reasons, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, why we stopped doing that Star Wars show is because we realized that we love Star Wars. We will continue to talk about Star Wars. We do in our daily life.
But the real Star Wars is the friends we made along the way.
There you go. You nailed it. That's it, everybody. Thank you very much. But we're getting a lot of different hobbies. Like we since we've met each other, we have shared everything from basketball to Brandon Sanderson to F1 to other stereotypical nerd stuff. Like we have shared a lot of different video games. Wrestling. We've probably talked about so many hobbies. And I'll tell you what, when I hit my early 30s, I didn't think that was when I was going to start getting into new stuff. I thought that's when I was finally established and I would just do my thing, but that is not what has happened.
Do you think it's correlation or causation? Like, do you think our talk, like, like what we noticed is we were recording our Star Wars show. We were actually talking about Star Wars like every week, but like it started to like seep in other things. Like we'd talk about stuff like before the show would start, we'd hang out and talk a little bit. After the show would be over, we'd hang out and talk a little bit. We did like other like Patreon stuff. We talked about other stuff. Like so we slowly like kind of learned about each other. It was a long time we didn't know like jack about any of each other at
all. Star Wars friends.
That's all we know. That's all we have. I don't know. Some depth happened somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
When was it, you think? Asheville? Was it? When did we? How did that happen?
I think it was before that. I think, like, we all realized that everybody's pretty chill, pretty cool guy, right? And then we were like, well, why does that guy's pretty cool? I mean, yeah, maybe two of us. But
which two? Let us know in the comments.
Hang out with. But why does he like basketball? Why does he like Brandon Sanderson, right? Just throw up some examples. Why does he like wrestling? Nah, none of y'all like wrestling. It's just me.
But we support you. No.
Let's see. We will, though. All you have to do is show Eric one wrestling match, and then he's going to be all wrestlers.
Eric's going to show up here in, like, a Speedo with a towel wrapped around his neck.
He's
going to be
carrying one of those big belts. I don't know what they mean, but he carries a big belt above his head.
None of that affects me watching wrestling, by the way. I'll just do that.
Right.
I did have, actually, a roommate back in mid-2010s who watched Raw every Monday, and I got him to tell me the storylines of Raw, and I watched it for a little bit, and I have been on the outskirts of wrestling, like knowing about it, knowing that I do not have the mental and time capacity to give to it, but I am fascinated by its existence. So I guess you're right. Like I am a complete open book. If people are stoked about something, that makes me excited. So maybe that's the causation. Like you all started to show me how excited you were about XYZ. Like, Corey, when you got an F1, you shared that with us without filter. I think that was really the key. You just kind of told us, and at a certain point, if your friend is telling you, hey, I love this thing so much, y'all got to do this, as friends, our response was like, okay, yeah. Yes, that is the response.
Actually, mm-hmm. I think we're closer to the answer now because we
he's finding it.
We
he's
started. It. I know. I got something.
It's cooking. It's cooking. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
I know. That's going to be a thing in the show.
It is.
Let him cook. I like that. But done in Admiral Akbar's voice.
Water him cook.
That's pretty good. Anything else?
That's pretty solid.
That was pretty solid. That's not bad. You said we needed a soundboard at the time.
We have one. His name's
he's sitting
Eric.
Next to you. You have one. Yeah. Maybe it was like true. Maybe Star Wars truly was a bit of a stepping stone into their steps, right? A stepping stone into our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way we talked about Star Wars, like, you know, we love what you love. Like, the values that we created Utini around, mm-hmm. I think. Like, you love what you love, like, mm-hmm. like, do things that make you happy. Like, maybe that just, that attitude and energy created a safety amongst us.
I think it's, that's definitely part of it, because we've also all had the conversation about how it, to some level, like in childhood, it was not the cool thing to like Star Wars, right? So if you start there, you're just like, nope, this is okay. All right, hold on. Wait till you hear about this other thing that I love.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just immediately a judgment-free zone, which is helpful.
Yeah. And that's the thing that's interesting, because we are all adults. Like you said, Corey, earlier, like why we record like this, like we have lives, we have jobs, we have a decent amount of stuff that takes up our time. So if there's anything at this point that we are fanatical about, the quality of it naturally has to be pretty high.
It like sets a standard. I trust you guys too. Like your judgment. And like so like when Wes is like, when you told us a couple weeks ago that you are working at that rodeo, like volunteering at the rodeo, which is the most Texas thing that you've literally ever said, by the way.
Incredible.
I was like, man, that must be a damn good rodeo.
Yeah. Or anytime Wes brings up meat, I'm like, this is gonna be great.
Yes, I know. It's like I just implicitly trust that like you guys all make judgment calls, and you know, if you tell me to do it, kind of do it.
Yeah.
And if your friends told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So then all of us are there.
Yeah, I'm not going first, but I'm definitely doing it. So,
well, someone's gonna write all y'all's obituaries. I guess that's me. But I think it's you make a good point that like we all decided we were gonna start sharing with each other in the last couple of years. We're like, I also think there was a secondary part of that though, in that because we talked about Star Wars every single week, and we love doing that. That's why a lot of y'all tuned in, and like we still do talk about that in our daily lives, but we exhausted so much of that that it kind of allowed brain space, like, to open up to other things. Like,
yeah,
I didn't have to tell you about why Plo Koon is awesome. I told you that 2 years ago. We've discussed that. So now we can talk about why McLaren is the best F1 team in the world. Don't look at the stats. It's all about vibes. Or, like, we know we've already... like, Charles, don't let the truth get in the way of the story. And Charles, you don't have to be like, hey, have you read Kenobi? You can be like, yo, have you read Mistborn? Because, like, we've already done that stuff together. So now there's an element of, because of our last show as well, like, we kept up on Star Wars TV. We kept up on Star Wars movies. We kept up on Star Wars books. So we were always caught up. Yeah. So our conversations became about the other things we could do with our time.
Very true. Yeah. And now it's almost the opposite a little bit because we've made this podcast what it is. I almost find myself falling behind with stars. I'm having to catch them on that because I got too many other things going on.
Yeah. Well, and this is where I got out Charles again. I know I mentioned earlier. So Charles, you have become the book recommender of our group.
That is true.
Two books.
I read the gangster one too.
I
read the gangster one.
This is not a bit. Why are you good at this? Why are you good?
Don't you read? You read like daily. Like it's like
It's the first thing I do every morning when I wake up. Last thing I do before I go to bed is just.
Besides looking directly into Corey's eyes.
Anyways, tonight that might be the last day I do before I get to bed.
You're very tired.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I guess I have more exposure to books outside of Star Wars, and I can filter through the crap to tell you guys, like, hey, this one's good.
Do you not finish books? Books not doing it, will you finish a book like,
that's my morning reading time.
You got to get through it, or will you?
I have a hard time not finishing books, but it has been done. It has been tough to think about.
Think
about one in particular, and it was a Star Wars book. I'm not going to say it. But no, it has been done. But generally, I push through things. Generally, I do.
It was with the backpack, wasn't it?
What, the backpack? The Force Collector?
Force Collector. Was it Force Collector?
It was Force Collector.
Force Collector.
It was Force Collector. I didn't want to say it. I'm sorry, Kevin.
I thought it was decent.
I think.
Yeah, that's actually his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. How did you remember that?
Well, it has a lot Robot to do with chicken. Why I know the books shame? Are good. I remember what's in them. And I know that I liked it.
Are you even living with the shame, Charles?
Yeah.
It's that every morning.
I'm going to pick it back up one day. Actually, I can't. I think I put it.
Well, you don't have to say that. It's okay to leave it.
Yeah, put it in the little library. It's gone.
Good.
Somebody else can enjoy it.
You got time to read The Way of Kings now. So,
fun fact.
No way.
My sister was in town this past weekend. We hung out.
And, that sounds fun. I'm glad you had a good time.
You were not there.
I know I wasn't.
I don't know what happened. I showed up. Corey was there. I was like, Eric's not here? Okay, well.
That's so weird. You might have missed when I was at my home.
Yeah. But anyways, she dropped off the first book in that series, which isn't that Way of Kings.
Yes, it is Way of Kings.
Okay,
it
yeah. So she dropped off Way of Kings. I sent you guys that picture.
Yeah.
Insane number of like post-its that she put on this.
Tabs.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Do you know what tab reading?
How did we do a book podcast for like 4 years and I've never heard of this?
I asked her, I was like, what are these? Like, what are the tabs mean? Because there's different colors. And she was like, well, this is this, and this is anytime I think there's something that might be foreshadowing that I'm going to have to come back and find. And she was like, and this book is like so dense. It just kept adding up and adding up. I was like, how many of those tabs paid off so far? She was just like, not many.
Well,
not all that many.
But she was prepared.
Yeah. Wait for the last one.
Well, I think this is actually a fascinating way that hobbies are handled nowadays. Is that because so many hobbies are now about sharing the community, because there's online communities for everything. There's book talk. There's Discords for anything you can imagine. There's like gaming Twitter. Like, there are so many ways to engage. And tabbing is something I heard of because I follow some people on TikTok that look up tabs that are like, same thing. Maybe this comes back. This is a quote I really like. This is the moment that made me cry. This is the moment I didn't get with. And then after you look at it, you kind of had this moment of like, oh, I can basically color code my experience of reading something. And it's like a memory that you build. So
sad tab.
I want you to tab and just have red and blue. And it's when Charles is happy and when Charles is sad.
It's just a mood ring. That's all it really is.
It's a pretty good business idea, actually. Maybe we should build like a tab. Like a tab set.
Oh, those
a book reading tabs
absolutely exist.
I thought of it just now.
We are not four white men that are inventing book talk. Okay, like, this is not our space. But I think it is interesting.
No idea.
Yeah, okay, $1 million idea. It is $1 million idea. It probably was $1 million idea.
But I think it is interesting that you, again, you share that with your sister too, and you share that with us, and like, I think there is so much to the communal aspect that I think, did this change recently where old people that are older decided to get more into communities? Because I feel like, I mean, online communities for fandoms and stuff aren't just for, like,
good question.
Young people anymore.
Good question. COVID.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think
COVID, on that. COVID changed the world. Truly. In the best and the worst way. I mean, honestly, I you guys will see some of the commentary about this, right? Like how Gen Z, like, doesn't, like, has a new view of society and the world because of COVID.
Dude, my buddy was a teacher. First year teaching was during COVID, and he was fourth grade. And he's getting out of teaching now, unfortunately, because he has seen what has happened to this young generation that missed out basically on 2 years of crucial development, because that it has changed how they learn, how they think, how they react to the world.
COVID was 9/11 for Gen Z.
Yes.
For what it was for us, I think. Like, I think it's changed the world, honestly. And, you know, a lot of negative ways, I think COVID has changed the world. But I think in one of the positive ways that it changed the world is it normalized online communities.
Yeah. That's all we had.
Truly.
And sourdough. Did you guys have a sourdough starter during COVID?
What the hell are you talking about?
You didn't have a sourdough starter?
It was huge. It was huge during COVID. We didn't do it.
Okay, thank you. I was like, oh, there's no, you're all lying.
Out of left field thing.
Sourdough, dude, it was a big break.
It was massive.
Everybody was making bread. We didn't know, Charles. We were in the trenches.
That's right.
You were in the trenches.
Those people, you saw with the suits and the face masks and the bruises on their face, that was me, Charles. It was us.
And then they went home and did Star Wars podcasts.
That's right. That's right.
But sourdough starters were a thing.
It was a thing.
Okay. Wes, did you have a sourdough starter?
We missed out on all the.
I didn't even know that was a thing until now.
Thank you. Thank
but you do like meat fridge.
All right. Charles and I have an excuse, but I mean, Wes.
What's your excuse for not making sourdough bread?
Wes.
Yeah. You're white.
Why? People had time on their hands just to make bread. Like, they couldn't do anything else. I was trying to play more video games.
No.
I was getting right back.
Dude, I played all the Assassin's Creed games.
that was like your hardcore Call of Duty phase, Wes. You were like,
that's where I started my hardcore Call of Duty phase. That's where
you begin your addiction. That's what I'm trying to
say. So we'll talk about what hobbies, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think most of the time my hobbies come about because I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to be bored. I want to be busy. And if I'm sitting on the couch watching a rerun of a TV show, like, I'm wasting my time. What could I be doing? I could be leveling up guns in Call of Duty. That's what I should be doing, right?
Grind.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
I'm ready to get off of work so I can go to work.
Wes is like talking to Bethany, and he's just like, man, I could be leveling up guns right now.
Okay.
Listen, dude, I've had the conversation with her. I was like, listen, you make enough money, all right? I can start my YouTube career right now. She's like, you can't make any money for that. I was like, I guarantee you I can make money right this second. I make the 25 cents a week. It's making money, but I just need you to support me just for a little while.
Hey, listen, Wes, when you guys get here this week, we'll sit down. We'll talk to her. We'll back you up.
But
I think that's an interesting point you bring up, though, there, Wes, because I realize you saying that I do kind of feel that. Do you guys feel guilt if you're not trying something new or trying a hobby? Because, like, not even learning a hobby, but I think, like, sports are a great example, right? Charles, you got us all in the Miami Heat. Corey, you got us into F1. Mm-hmm. With sport, I think it's a great hobby because there is always something new. Even if it's not a game, there's a transaction, there's something to learn about what's actively happening. You can go back in the history of the sport. And then when there's a game on, there's a match on. When Raw happens, when SummerSlam happens, like, whenever something is occurring, you're learning a new piece of information as you watch it. And then at the end of it, you have hours that you now know something you didn't when it started, as opposed to like that rerun. Do you think there's something inherently valuable about building a hobby like that? Like, do we really feel that need to be filling our time, or is it just entertainment?
Good question.
I don't like to think of my hobbies as just filling time, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it is about the experience itself. But at the same time,
between the birth and the grave.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're all just wasting time. Yep. No.
The sun will explode.
Yeah. I mean, the day you were born, you start to die.
Yeah,
damn, Wes.
Yeah, it's true.
It's because he can see it. It's because of this.
And he'll see everything.
You know that your mouth to your butt is just one solid tube on the inside of your body.
All right.
We shouldn't bash for courses anymore. This is a
solid tube.
Shut it down.
Inside of your gut. Kind of like the outside on the inside.
Why aren't you?
No.
Why?
Just no.
You know what I'm saying, right?
No.
No!
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, Charles. Where were you going before?
I don't remember. Believe it or not, that threw me off. It's about more than filling time. I think
every moment matters.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Like to a degree, not to be morbid, Wes. I'm sure you can understand this. You start thinking at a certain point that you've got less time to experience the new things that are out there than you once did. Right. So you start thinking like, maybe the things I've always been doing aren't the things that I will enjoy most. So you want to start experiencing these other things. I think another part is becoming established at our age, not your age, Wes, our age.
Thank you.
You have, you know, probably enough of a career. He's pointing out his gray hairs to everybody on the camera. You're at a point maybe in your career, your job, where at least financially you can like try things that maybe you couldn't have done in the past too. That's an aspect of it too, right? So there's a lot of aspects to it, but it's about more than just how can I spend this afternoon. It's about trying to find something that is truly enjoyable.
Yeah, and I think that's what I've realized the last couple of years, that I'm not a big rewatch or rereader. Like I really don't reread books. I don't rewatch shows, not because they're not good or anything, but because I have come to terms with the fact that I will die before I experience everything I want to, which I think when I was in my early 20s, especially, used to really make me kind of depressed. About like, God, I'm not going to get to everything. And now it's become a kind of a beautiful thing of, I'm not going to get to everything, but that means that at any point there's going to be something out there that I can love, that is there for me to enjoy, whether that be a new book, a new story I can discover, a new sport, a new thing I can talk to my friends about, a new hobby, literally, that I can
imagine
I can
how much
up.
Worse it would feel if it was finite and you laid the last thing down and you're just like, take me down.
Well, that's why in all the stories, the immortal character is going insane.
37 years old,
I'm done. And it's why that, you know, a lot of people that are seen as like geniuses or whatever, like, get very depressed, because it's like they get to some of them feel like they get to a point where like, well, I know more than everyone, or I've seen everything. Like, this thing is beneath me, and I think that a lot of folks in fandoms that stick to one fandom max out. Because then where I can't talk about this thing anymore. I know everything there is to know about this. You know, it's like, is it Ozymandias that's like, he cried, or no, Alexander, wept because there were no more worlds to conquer. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I now have nothing else. I have no stone left to turn over. I know the things I'm going to know, and I guess now I'll just die. And these new hobbies now, I think, is like, you're right, Charles. I do this new freedom in my life. Like, I know who I am, kind of. I'll keep evolving, but I kind of get what I'm doing. I got my friends, I got a house. Like, now what can I explore? What can I learn? What brings me earnest joy? Like, I don't mean this to be cocky, but I really try not to say like, oh, I'm bored, because I don't want to. Like, that means there's something else I haven't tried yet. Like, how exciting is that? You know,
I think for me a lot of it is it's a combination of two things. One of it is it's like the pursuit of knowledge and something new. Like, you guys know me, I'm always chasing, like, I get these like really deep obsessions and I learn as much as I possibly can about them. And like,
kind of like your thing.
Yeah, it's my thing. Like, you know, I go on a crazy deep dive and sometimes it sticks and sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Right. But like
terrariums, famous phase of Corey back in the day.
Terrarium phase.
This was a fun phase. I enjoyed that phase.
Is that not a terrarium back there in the corner?
No, in some ways.
Avert your eyes, Wes. He's just avert your eyes. No, it's a loaf of sourdough.
Yes. I have a...
I'll try a piece.
I have this... the other part of it, outside of just like knowledge and pursuit, I have this app on my phone. It's Stoic. That's what it's called. It's kind of like Stoicism and philosophy and like
There's a lot of mindfulness living in the moment.
Ace stuff. White guy podcast material right now.
Oh, dude, yes,
this is
Ryan Holiday. Listen, I've read the books and everything. I had an existential crisis like 2 years ago when I finished up my residency, and I was like, I don't know what the purpose of life is anymore, and it freaked me out. And like, I kind of got into stoicism a little bit, but I have this app on my phone, Stoic, and I don't use the app that much, but one of the things I really like about it, I have a widget. Is what it's called when it's on your home screen?
Yeah, widget.
They have a widget on my home screen. And it's dots. I think I've showed you this. It's a series of dots. So every row is like, there's like 10 dots in it, and it's a square, and there's like 100 dots in it. And every dot represents a year of your life. And every birthday you have, one of the other dots light up. So you put your birthday in it. And so out of 100, I have 30 white dots in my block. All the other 70 dots are grayed out. Right. And it's a reminder on your home screen as a widget that every moment counts.
Mm.
Like every moment you have
matters. Are you talking about Minesweeper from Windows 95?
That's I was trying to have a moment, all right?
I was just more amazed that Corey thinks he's making it to 100. Like,
the dots don't explode, Wes.
So then Pac-Man just comes from off screen and just starts eating all the ones that are left.
I want. And sometimes the dots turn into cherries.
Yeah.
You eat the cherries.
I want.
That's it. Continue. I was really into it. I was really into it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. It's true, though. Every moment counts. And I think one of my biggest change in the last couple of years of my hobbies is, like, I'm very passionate about, like, trying to do stuff with other people now.
Yeah.
Like we had a cabin weekend last year, and I was like, you guys have to watch Formula One. You're like, no way. And I'd been into this for like a year at this point, and you're like, no way, no how. I'm not watching Formula One. I'm like, we're watching Drive to Survive. I don't even care. I'm putting it on. And Charles, I think you were like doing some patient work or something on the computer, and Eric was like, I don't know, messing around or something. And I put it on the TV, and everybody just like slowly got sucked into this. And I picked a really good episode, and we finished the episode, and everybody's like, we should probably watch another one. Yeah. By the end of the week, I think we watched like 4 or 5 episodes of Drive to Survive.
And the Japanese Grand Prix.
Yeah, we watched the Japanese Grand Prix that weekend. And everyone had lots of questions. We're kind of into it, and you guys were like
a friend that wanted to show it to us.
Yes, I know, and that was it. I was like, I want you to do this with me. I really need some friends to do Formula One with me. And you guys were like, all right, we have to trade though. We're like, what team sport would you be into? Because it was a huge running joke on Leaning Forest. I was never into like team sports.
Yep, because I kept trying to pitch football. I mean, Charles is the basketball guy. We're like, we're just going to live where we live.
Exactly.
Did you get into Formula One before or after you built your sim?
Before. That's why I built the sim. What happened with Formula One? We've talked about that. I should just tell the story on the show.
But before you do.
Oh, my God.
It's the ad break, everybody.
That hurt, actually.
Tonight, we want to tell you not about Corey's sim rig. That's a lie. We will get there in just a second. But before we do, we need to tell you about the newest addition to the Uteni Podcast Network. It is the Uteni Baseball Show, a team sport that none of us decided to get into, but we are this year. Because whether you are a grizzled veteran or a bright-eyed rookie, the Uteni Baseball Show is the perfect show for you to experience America's pastime. You can join Anthony. You can join Parker. And you can join Adam every single Friday as they share their love for the game by exploring the history, sharing the stories, and sprinkling in just enough trivia. The Uteni Baseball Show is the most accessible sports podcast you can ever imagine. For folks who grew up with the game or have never watched a single pitch in their lives, they'll make you fall in love with the the ball and the stick. The show releases every Friday on your podcast platform of choice, audio only. And whether you're a fan of I really hope it's still one win Houston Astros like Wes, or I desperately hope undefeated Detroit Tigers like me, there is something for everyone with the Uteni Baseball Show. So thank you again to the Uteni Baseball Show for being a part of the Uteni Podcast Network. And now, back to the show. Charles, you can rip that up if you want.
Keep that.
Nope.
Forever.
Tell us about the sim rig.
Tell us the sim rig story, yes.
Tell us the story, Corey.
All right. Long story short, I was a resident. I became a doctor. When you go from residency to becoming a doctor, you suddenly start making a lot of money. I was like,
don't rub it in our face, Corey.
Wes, I'm rich now.
That's what the story is really about.
I have money now. You follow these 11 steps in Corey's book.
Other than all my money, what were we talking about again? I'm just kidding.
So
You saw that dollar sign appear as eyeballs too, right, guys, in the video? Yeah. You saw it, like, it appears as
ching. I know, we need sound effects.
You dry your eyes with money like it's Dumb and Dumber. Exactly. Or out of bed.
Exactly. Like, I finished residency. I want to do something big. Charles, you bought a fancy house.
Yep, yeah.
I bought an expensive vacation. Caitlin and I went to Hawaii. We were going to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks. We had kind of a crappy honeymoon. We were four when we got married. And we were like, we didn't really have a great honeymoon. So we're like, let's go to Hawaii. It'll celebrate our honeymoon and we'll celebrate our residency.
Do you feel like your love wasn't real?
That's right.
Great.
Exactly.
did that fix it?
No. But anyway.
We met somebody else on the trip.
And they really liked our vibe.
That's not true. I'm happily married, and Caitlin's a therapist, so there's that. Yes, we
that's
went to
proof.
It's proof. We went to Hawaii. I wasn't going to do 2 weeks, right? But I don't know how to do anything in moderation, so we decided to do 2 weeks for a honeymoon replacement and 2 weeks for our celebration of residency. So we went to Hawaii for a month. I realized how unrealistic and completely unreasonable a vacation that was, but I've never done anything nice. And we decided to go. It was way too long.
We had podcast episodes with Corey streaming in from Hawaii. Oh, it was a whole moment. You can go find that on the UTD archive.
That's right. I was in great shirts.
Dedication.
So it was fun. So we went to Hawaii. Some friends of mine were like, you have to watch Drive to Survive. I needed something last minute because we were stressed trying to fill in for the trip. And I put like 5 episodes on my iPad. And I watched them on the plane, and good Lord, by the end of that trip, I had watched all 4 seasons of Drive to Survive. I'd watched every single episode, all the commentary of all the races for the entire 2021 season.
Corey kept messaging us about how he was in Hawaii with his wife redoing their honeymoon and just binging Netflix.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It consumed. Like,
yeah.
It completely consumed me. Like, it was like, I never want to hear about racing ever again. She was like, this is so much. But I was into it. I loved it. We had a great time in Hawaii. It was a super fun trip. And I came back, and Formula One was my identity. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, there was about $5,000 worth of sim racing equipment waiting for me in my apartment. We had people like keeping a Gia on the team was watching our apartment. And she was like, what the hell are you ordering? All these giant boxes are coming. And I bought a full sim rig. And now I do the sim racing thing on top of the Formula One thing. But basically through all this, I was obsessed with it. And I like begged and pleaded for you guys to like get into this with me. So we traded. And at our trip we took last year, we traded basketball for Formula One.
Because
you guys were like, you got to do a team sport. And I'm like, what about basketball? And you're like, Drive to Survive, there's another docuseries you should watch, The Last Dance.
Yeah. We watched that right to the Japanese Grand Prix, yeah.
We did. We watched like 5 episodes. We watched like 3 episodes, and I came back, and that night that I got back, I literally binged the entire season. I went to bed at like 4 in the morning. I watched every single episode. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I was a basketball fan after that.
Yeah.
So the point is, my hobbies now, like, I don't really pick stuff up unless it's a recommendation these days.
Yeah.
Like, if my friends are into it and they're like, we want to do this with you, like, I'll do it. I'll try it.
Yeah, because I think we've realized what makes it so special now is that, like, you guys aren't my Star Wars friends.
Yeah.
We're just friends. We went to Star Wars, and now it's like, if your friends are excited about a thing, then you're going to get into it. And I think what makes that so different now than it was when we were younger is that when you're a kid or a younger adult, it's easier to find those kind of cohabitative spaces of like, you're in high school, you're in class, you're just talking, you have to be around a person X amount of hours a day, and then you're hanging out on the weekends, so you're going to be talking about, honestly, when I was in high school, like Halo, Call of Duty, Mass Effect, like I was huge into gaming. That was the only thing we did, because that's what we did after school. We would talk about it. We'd trade the Prima strategy guides at school. And then college, I was a theater major, and then I found a few people like football, so we'd do that. And we lived in dorms, and that's what we did. And then I became an adult, and I was like, huh, okay. I don't want to talk to people at work because I don't really know them very well, and I was doing a lot of temp jobs. And then I didn't really have a third location where I hung out with people of my own age for a long period of time. So my hobbies became stagnant because it's what I knew, and no one was really recommending stuff. And that followed the zeitgeist. I'd see the movies, but like nothing really big. And then when I started to find more of a group in Chicago, they had Movie Pass. When that came out. So I went and saw a lot of movies. That's why I got into movies. And then you gave me Formula One. And you gave me Sanderson. And like, all these things now, we trust each other enough to be those friends we had in high school and college. Because we do live similarly. We talk. We have a group text. We talk online. Like,
I mean, you're able to trust each other.
You get the full fandom experience. I don't think you can just watch stuff anymore. I think you have to participate with it. Like,
because you always did.
Right. Yes, it just makes it so much richer of an experience. And it doesn't have to be in person either. It can be online. It can be in person.
Yeah. Well, like, this is...
Okay. Go on. One more.
Online.
By mail.
By mail.
By carrier pigeon. Like, this is, I mean, again, not to put you into a fine point about, like, oh, we're discovering things that are like, this is what book clubs are. This is why they've existed.
We haven't stumbled on some unique idea here. We've just really realized that, like, I don't know, somewhere along the way, Star Wars taught us how to be good fans of something. And I think it's the attitude by which we consumed it and, like, we built around it. And now we're applying it to other stuff. And, like, it's just a richer experience when everybody comes to the experience with the real intentionality. I'm like, I'm going to participate. I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to try it. I'm going to have a good time. Even if it's not my thing. Like, it's not, society now is just so much based around reviews. And what is your, what do you think? Like, it's just like, it's so judgmental, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about just participating in something with someone that, like, that really likes something. And I don't want to dampen your experience by being douche about it,
right? Yeah,
so like I'm gonna intentionally try to be a good friend and
hype up
the experience that makes it fun.
And we're also not gonna bring stuff we don't earnestly think the rest of us will like,
right?
I think that's the true thing. Like, if you're listening and your friend is showing you something you don't like, that does affect your opinion of like future things they'll bring. And I think that it'll make, you know, if you show a friend a book or a movie and they don't like it, there's a moment of like, oh, okay,
it sucks. So it's just better to be it's just better to be that guy. It makes you a better friend to be like, dude, this is really cool. Even if you don't get it, if it's not for you, like,
you will eventually.
If you guys had came over and rode in my sim rig and were like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This sucks. I hate this. Like, that would have hurt me.
Did you listen to our conversation after we left?
No, shut up.
Charles said that wasn't recorded. I didn't believe you.
This is so lame. Why did you buy this? This is so dumb. Like, no, it's...
I enjoyed the sim rig, even though it almost ripped my thumbs off when I crashed once.
Dude, it's intense.
We're going to have a huge in-depth thing about sim racing, I'm sure, at some point. But yeah, that's the biggest shock. If y'all have, like, played the arcade racers and stuff, like, that's really cool. Corey's like, you know what needs to be realistic about it is the amount of force the steering wheel can have if you crash. You need to, like, feel like you're in danger.
If you hit the wall hard enough, the seat explodes in airbag and it throws you into the ceiling.
Don't you know? It is in a closet, by the way. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's...
There was an April Fool's joke yesterday I saw. I'm not sure if you saw any good April Fool's jokes.
Oh, man, there was... The gaming sector was my favorite with those.
There was one in the sim racing community. One of the big race, like, sim rig companies, like, released a fake product, and it was a... it's a rain immersion kit. And it comes with a wall-mount water hose... And a hose mount that mounts on your sim rig, so you can run a water hose to your sim rig.
Genius!
You get the rain experience.
That's what you're missing. It's the 4D of it.
That's right.
My favorite one I saw was they were showing Miami Heat players a Photoshop picture of Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I saw that. That was good.
Who it just so much flow.
His beautiful hair,
long like Thor. Tarzan,
gorgeous
Thor locks. Level of long hair. And they photoshopped a picture of him with a buzz cut, and they were showing everyone while they were traveling, like, have you seen Jaime since he did the thing? And they're like, what are you talking about? And they were showing him this picture. It was wonderful. Yeah,
it was good.
Good
sports ones.
My favorite one was Cyberpunk 2077 put out this tweet, aka like the most reclaimed game in the history of the world. Was like, all right, everybody, you love Night City, you love Cyberpunk. Well, now you can go back to the old school ways by pre-ordering the limited collector's edition of 74,000 3.5-inch floppy disks that you can play the game on.
74,000. Oh, my God. Like, can you imagine how many floppy disks that might have signed with?
It doesn't even work. You get on the motorcycle, and then you have to put another one in.
Exactly.
You open a door and put another one in.
Open disk 4,802. That's ridiculous. Let me ask you guys something. Because we've all, as we said, we've really gotten into a lot of new hobbies thanks to each other, and I'm sure there'll be more in our lives. Are there any hobbies you guys have seen in your life that you haven't gotten into, but you're kind of just looking for, like, I think this might happen at some point, or, like, I'm not sure what the entry is, like, anything on the radar? Because mine is pickleball. Mine is absolutely
Dude,
pickleball.
Caitlin has been talking about pickleball. He has a court right there.
We've said that. Like,
if
since
I open,
we moved.
If I literally open this window, you can see the freaking.
I've been court. To it. I've walked past it. I'm like,
It's a club. We should join the club.
Listen, it's catching on quick. My grandmother played pickleball like 20 years ago, and I bought her like an $80 pickleball paddle for Christmas one year, and she was like. All her friends were like looking at it like, oh, wow, look at this pickleball paddle she's got. And I was like, hell yeah, Grandma. Like, go out there and show them what's up. And she was like, yeah, we play all the time. We're having a great time. And I was just like, pickleball for old people, of course. But then, like, my buddies on the softball team play, and there's these new, like, pickleball field enclosed, like, within a shopping center that have pickleball courts inside a shopping center. Cool. So, like,
your
it's
pickleball bars
it's going
now.
On.
We need play, we
a
need,
pickle bar.
We need an...
It's a social.
Yeah.
It's a social.
Yeah,
sport.
We need an active hobby amongst us. We have a lot of internet hobbies.
I will not run.
No, I'm not running.
Crazy
right
idea. What if we do pickleball?
Pickleball.
I never thought of that.
It's a good one.
No,
it is a good one actually.
Yeah.
Well, what are for you?
That's
you anything on the horizon you've seen?
First of all, I just want to say that I think they're putting in a new pickleball bar at Camp North End too early. Yeah, they got a lot of space there. It's going
to
be a good spot.
I can't wait to drink a bunch of beer and then puke.
Watch people and watch other people play pickleball.
I can't wait for you guys to go on the weekend when your sister comes in to visit and tell me about it on Tuesday.
That's fair.
I'm going to hold
fair,
on to this,
Charles.
That's fair. I don't blame Corey. Corey doesn't tell me anything.
I was biking all around the city. We just ended up the same place.
Oh, sure.
We actually weren't just out and about. But,
now it's all like an affair.
We just happened to be
Listen,
there.
One thing led to another and our pants came off. Right?
I just fall.
I get It did not happen.
Socks or shoes? Socks or
socks or shoes?
I think the one that has eluded me for probably my whole life has been the NFL. I don't know if I'm ever going to get there. I know you're the guy that will probably get me into it if anyone can, but I just have never been able. I love college football, watch a lot of college football, but I have never been able to make that jump into the NFL.
The biggest misconception, this is my hot take. I think there's a massive misconception that it is so logical and easy to be a fan of college football in the NFL or the NFL college football because I am the exact opposite where I've loved the NFL my whole life and I've always wanted to follow college football. I went to Michigan State. Like I had season tickets my freshman year and we were good back in the day before we sucked for a long time. Like
drag it out.
And like and I know that like college football has excitement but like and all the hype videos of college football are always amazing. And like you guys talk, you talk about it. There's people in our Slack. College football is way bigger than the NFL.
Yeah.
In our Slack, and I'm like, every year, I'm like, this is the year. This is the year. And for I don't know what it is. Same game. A lot of the same players going from one to the other. And there's just that barrier. But maybe we'll help each other.
That's right.
From either side of the wall, just smack it down.
Oh man, you have to help me too because I never got into football. I've been to a lot of games too. I'm just never able to get into it. So
it's Red Zone. That's the easiest thing. Honestly, it's like that's what changed my life. You guys got to come over for a Sunday this fall. Watch Red Zone together. That's it.
You're going to like this thing. We're going to make you watch 8 games at once. Is that what
the hell did Corey make us do?
Watch one documentary.
You watched 5
documentary.
Seasons of Drive to Survive.
We watched one episode.
You watched 5 seasons
if he
of
put
Drive
on
Survive.
6 episodes of Drive to Survive on small screens within the big screen, you would understand what I'm saying. But he didn't
Everyone,
do that.
I just want you to know, we did a whole episode about supporting your friends. And then when it came to the moment of Charles said, actually, I'm just a shill for podcasting. I don't actually believe in this. I don't believe in it. I'm just tall and wear
a hat. I got a gig. I got a gig. I got to go.
We're gonna put it on the sim rig with a giant screen. We'll put in 100.
Whatever you got to do.
All the games at one time.
Dude, I spent a whole day building like a 1,200-piece Lego, watching Red Zone, drinking beer by myself. It's one of the greatest moments of my life.
I've heard that about Red Zone. They each have to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, wait, you know what about you, Wes? Do you have what hobbies do you have in the
ride? I got a
Sanderson.
Can you guess what they are?
Formula One. Right. Better be
Formula One. Sure. So
he's like, okay, I've got
first
three.
First one is curling.
Curling! Yeah.
Wait, watching or playing? Or both?
Playing okay. Texas.
There's a...
It's too hot for curling.
There's a rink. Nah, they got them indoors. There is a rink near us that has curling leagues. And a couple of my buddies have expressed interest as a joke, but they actually want to play.
In the Olympics where everyone's like, oh, it's a joke. And now it's legitimately one of the most watched Olympic sports.
That's the sweeping thing,
I stay up at 2, 3 a.m., and watch them curl, because that's when they come on live. I have a USA Curling t-shirt because I bought when I was drunk watching curling.
No, Wes, but, would you be a sweeper or would you be one of the reasons like holds and goes, yeah.
Well, they all throw.
They all throw. And they all sweep? Throw.
Yeah. Yes, they all sweep.
Okay.
They all throw.
Okay, curling, one of them.
One that is like more accessible, I guess, is Magic the Gathering.
Oh, wow. Wes. Yes.
Some what of my about, college roommates
not
are
so not necessarily Magic, but I know there's, but like, I find it interesting that like you can create your own deck out of multiple decks to be like the ultimate deck, but there's like pros and cons with each deck, right? And then so you battle out with like your other friends who have created their own decks as well, and you're just like, well, how did he put those other cards in his deck, and why didn't I do that, and or she, but still. Like, I found it very, very interesting. Dr. Lupo got me into that, because he plays Escape from Tarkov all the time on YouTube, but then like he cuts to Magic the Gathering, like, for like a couple hours.
None of us have gotten into the board game, card game hobbies, I think.
It is weird that, is it weird blind spot for us? I was into Magic for about 4 days at one point, because I had to find out I was into it.
That's the most Eric thing I've ever heard.
Because I was like, I stayed till 3 a.m. making a deck with my buddy's cards, and I played it once, and I was like, one, the financial dedication to Magic, for those that know, is easily, out of anything we've listed, the most insane. You can spend infinite amount on Magic, because there's always new cards. A girl I used to date, her dad actually had an original like alpha set with like the Alpha Black Lotus like framed in his house, which he's like, if the house is burning down, grab that. But there's also,
well,
leave the Wes, cast. Do you know, there's the, I don't know how good it is, but there is an Xbox like Magic game where you can like learn how to play it, and then like they like animate all the cards so you can like learn the basic mechanics before you actually buy cards.
I do not know that.
Probably a PC, too, I assume.
I would love to learn how to play
first. Try the mechanics out, but we have a lot of people in Utini, actually, that are getting into Star Wars Unlimited, which is a similar, like, deck building. This is what they're called.
Deck building games.
There's a Mistborn deck building game that's actually being made that's coming out next year. This is a real thing.
Sounds fun. Maybe that's the one.
Yeah, cards and deck building, I think, is another one of those things, kind of like Star Wars, kind of like what we talked about last week, Taylor Swift, like, things that used to be really secretive that are now absolutely, undeniably mainstream.
Pokemon, bro.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
I've also
Pokemon. Yeah, for sure. It's like that's like blown up more than I would ever.
In front of deck building, essentially. Like, although, did you guys ever actually play the Pokemon game or just collected cards?
Well, I
just
played every Pokemon video game to this day.
Okay, sure.
Not
the card games.
To this day.
All right, Charles.
Say it with your chest.
Charles, what's the best Pokemon game? Go.
Ever. I'm going to tell you something right now. The one that I enjoyed the most, hands down, was specifically Let's Go Pikachu on the Switch, because it was a modern day remake of the originals, right? Red, Blue, Yellow, specifically Yellow.
Okay.
And I did that during COVID with Nicole. Nice. And it was like just nostalgia to replay that.
Everyone, let us know what is your favorite Pokemon game. Is Charles right? Is he a doo-doo head? Has he ever played any of the games?
It could be both. It could be all of those things.
It could be a good doo-doo head.
I've also had my eye on pickleball, actually, ironically.
I like that. Well, it's a team sport, so.
It's true.
That would be helpful.
It would be helpful.
All right.
The other one I have my eye on. Hold on. What would y'all's team name be called? All three of
our
you?
Our pickleball name?
Good
for pickleball.
Name. Good question.
Pickle Bros is way too easy. It's definitely there.
We could be this.
Y'all could be the second
Sigma podcast.
You could be the Pickle Cucumbers.
can we steal that from you?
I'll allow you. You can be the Pickle Tomatoes, because I saw a guy eat Pickle Tomatoes on a Instagram post earlier.
I hate that.
Don't like that. Speaking of how, okay?
Well, I support all my brothers except for that. Wes, I will not. So what we're discovering today is that we can break our covenant in certain moments.
Full size, hold on a second. Full size tomatoes. Yes,
was there a hobbit singing to him while his son was off dying in war?
No,
I'll be.
No.
All right, here's the last thing.
I mean, the jar was massive for sure.
See, what do you need a jar that big? It's like tomatoes are huge. So I was like,
yeah. Right.
Someone make it. I don't know. Put tomatoes
in this jar someday. I gotta make this a little bigger. My glass blowing. So,
name our pickleball team in the comments, please. Highest F votes, we'll do it. Corey, you said pickleball, and then what was the other one?
This is kind of adjacent to my other hobbies. We live in Charlotte now. I'm thinking about getting into NASCAR, honestly.
You're kind of already starting.
I haven't
I mean, maybe.
Well, that's not to you.
I haven't watched anything. I don't know anything. I watched the tail end of one NASCAR race earlier this season already. We have a couple of folks at Utini. JG specifically is really into NASCAR.
Yep.
Wes?
Motorsport Revolution happening.
I think we can get everybody into NASCAR if we go to a NASCAR event live.
I know.
That would definitely...
Listen, the thing about NASCAR is that it is not all ovals. Not everybody knows that. The one in here in Charlotte, they sometimes do a road course. So, like, they, like, drive halfway in an oval, and then they cut, like, there's some zigzags in the middle. So, it's not just left turns. It's, like, actually, like, Formula One. Like, you know, you take corners and stuff, so.
It's possible.
Really?
I don't know.
I've seen those TikToks, and this, like, NASCAR is, like, the opposite of Formula One, right? F1 is, like, it's a gentleman's sport, and sponsored by Rolex, right? It's all this kind of... poshness, engineering, right? NASCAR is like unhinged. It's like,
yes,
it's like,
guy threw a bumper at guy's windshield last week.
Yes, we drive fast. You know what I mean? Like, and like,
hey, it's that accent I can do.
Yes, exactly.
They punch each other.
Right. That's right. It's very, it's like, it's a little more intense. It's very American. And like, when you watch a NASCAR race, you're like in the wall.
Yeah.
The video footage is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The speed at which everybody says that if you're not interested in NASCAR, you have to at least go to a race at one time in your life because you will at least respect and appreciate the intensity and insanity of the sport after you do that. Because the speed is insane. It's so freaking loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the thing that shocks everybody the most is how loud it is. So I can see this. This is like,
it fits you.
Yes. I think it might be next.
Well, I think it's exciting because we look forward and we've already loved so many things in our lives. There are so many things we've yet to try, and as you're watching and listening to us, whatever you want to get into, honestly, easiest first step, check in with your best friends. See what they want to do. See if they're excited to do it too, because as we have shown throughout the last years, the easiest way to love something is to have one of your best friends say, hey, yo, you want to stay up till 2 a.m. watching this thing? Then we can learn a lot about it. Hold on. Before we get out of here, because I was doing my intro voice, I was doing my outro... Wes, what do you got there, bud?
I feel that since we're talking about NASCAR, I should show you my Dale Earnhardt bowling ball.
What?
Okay, Corey, me and you can go to a NASCAR race and then go bowling afterwards with my Dale Earnhardt bowling ball.
Why?
This bad boy is... I got it from a friend. Grief.
It looks like
Lightning McQueen on that bowling ball.
Wait, hold it back up. Sorry, I don't know how heavy it is. I didn't see the, like, faded actual picture of his face. Turn it more.
There's a face picture?
There's a face on it?
Yes, bro. No, yes, wait. It was there for a second. No, turn it more. We're
going
to find it.
Keep going.
Keep going.
That's his face!
Is in that, dude!
That's his face.
With his hat backwards? Yeah, that's Dale Jr.
Wow. You've seen that before, Wes?
That's wow.
Dale ball. Your Dale ball.
Well, everyone,
where was that, by the way? Did you have to, like...
That was
like,
ready.
You didn't go very far.
Like, that was ready.
My closet
I flipped 10 boxes and ripped that out of there. I'm like, I have to show you this. This is my only chance.
Oh, yeah, I think I damaged some things, but yeah, I got it out.
Of the four of us...
That's like your Darth Vader lamp.
Of the four of us, if you ask me who has a Dale Earnhardt bowling ball...
There's no doubt.
Immediately it's
Wes. There's no question.
There's no doubt.
All right, Aaron. Well, I didn't know we were only going to get a new sleep paralysis demon tonight, but I guess we give you everything you need on this show. Go watch a NASCAR race. Go play pickleball. Go read Brandon Sanderson. Go buy some magic cards and go roll that clip back and win. Just look at Wes's face.
And go heat.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, thank you so much to the UTD Baseball Show for sponsoring the episode. Go check out everything else we got on our podcast catchers and the YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, all that jazz. We're going to be bringing you all the hobbies that we love and that we do. Never stop exploring, everybody. We'll see you next week for more of this. And until then, may the force be with you.